We're good? All right. Our next order of business, we have the rezone request for 7436 U.S. Highway 160 in Walnut Shade. Once again, this will be on a public hearing format.
So before you is order number 10-16-2023-05. On October the 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission passed a motion to recommend the County Commission to not approve the rezone request of one parcel number 05-8.0-34-000-000-010.000, located at 7436 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for C1 neighborhood commercial district. You have seen this one before. I can bring you the PowerPoint that was shown to the Planning Commission. It's a parcel of 160. Here's our zoning layer. That's our floodplain layer. I think that's all I've got. I'll just turn it over to the applicant to add any that he wanted to the for the County Commission.
Okay. At this time, would the applicant please step forward?
I'm Jeremiah Froyland. I'm coming before you again for this. We first applied for C2. The next step up from A1 to what we'd like to do in a commercial setting would be the C1 neighborhood commercial. It greatly restricts us. Cuts out about half the able uses that you can use on the property, and even addresses the aesthetics, lighting, and all that stuff. We would like to have a restaurant, coffee shop, bakery, but under these, they would not be permitted. They'd be whatever you call it, special use, conditional use under this. So we're wanting to set up a retail store for what we a retail store that we currently operate. And there's no conditional use for what we want to do in A1. And getting there, I don't know if we can get there by changing zoning laws or whatever it is. So
changing some of the Scott, what is that exactly? Changing the
well, we'd look at some conditional uses in A1. And look at agrotourism. We've had a few requests for like some agrotourism, and we'd have to set some parameters on the definition of agrotourism, what would fit in it, and allow maybe some conditional use applications for agrotourism to be looked at and possibly approved in A1.
Because we have some, do we have some current entities or parcels that fall under that were grandfathered in? Or
We've had a couple that in the past that I would label as agrotourism.
Some flower farms, coffee shops.
Yeah, and there's another one that's kind of a teaching farm type deal that's north of Branson.
But I think what Mr. Floyd was talking about, the process for that, it starts at the zoning level, public hearings.
It could take years is what I.
Well, actually, I was planning on this February, and
okay.
Starting to bring some amendments to the Planning Commission to clean up our book just a little bit, and then anything new. The next couple of meetings, I'm going to be talking to them about anything that they need to look at in the zoning regulations. So they would probably look at it in February. We'd probably start holding the public hearings and the planning in March, and then maybe before the County Commission, April or May.
I mean, it is a process.
Yeah, and I understand it. That's why I went for the C1.
No guarantee.
At the end of the day on that one either, yeah. So that's, I'm trying to, that's why I went for the C1, because it has half as many uses. It restricts you on size of building, aesthetics, lighting. There's just a lot of things that you can't, it's just not open like the C2. Which I was, from what I gathered, a lot of people were opposed to, that it's not necessarily what you're going to do, Jeremiah, but the next people after you, when you're done with it. So then it's open to everybody. That's why I said even if A1, if you said, sure, here's your conditional or special use for your A1, we're totally fine with that. But
it goes away with...
Yeah, because then it goes away once we're done with the property, which is what we would be fine for. But then knowing what that process might take and entail 6 months, 2 years, and then we're still uncertain then going down all those. So that's looking at the C1. It says it seemed like it felt very appropriate for what we wanted to do for even though we have a few things we need to get a special use permit for like our coffee shop and stuff. But it felt more appropriate, I guess.
Discussion with the applicant at this time.
Scott, I was looking on the ag of things they could do with ag, and it can do a daycare with 1 to 5 children. A library, is it a public library or?
What I've seen looking through A1 is it really limits your commercial use. There are quite a few conditional uses under A1. Mm-hmm. Agricultural sales and services, archery range public, campground recreation, firearm sales, food sales, greenhouse commercial.
A school?
Schools can be pretty much on any, but then mm-hmm. again, that's not considered really a commercial. That'd be more civic.
Mm-hmm.
But in your A district, there's not any P permitted by right commercial uses. There's some civic institutional that are allowed, of course, your residential. And of course, there's not going to be any industrial even allowed in A1.
And as it would apply to us, we'd be looking for retail sales, so just, you know, general retail.
You could put an amusement park on A1.
I've just seen what you could do on one and could not do on another.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would animal services be, Scott? I noticed you can't.
I always have to go to the definition. I think it had something to do with more veterinarian type.
Oh, I was going to say, it must have because it seemed.
Animal services, retail sales, veterinary services, grooming, boarding of dogs, cats, birds, fish, or similar small animals, et cetera. I mean,
because you're getting into sales.
Other than that, the plan hasn't changed.
I could have redone it all, but it's still what we want to do. Less, like I said, the coffee shop and restaurant bakery. That's all.
To be permitted as opposed.
Yeah, I'd have to say, hey guys, this is what we'd like to do now.
If I remember right, you talked about across the creek before.
Yeah, but that's
maybe
just
someday building.
For personal though, yeah. So that's I'd really like to stay out of that. We would live there though, so whatever we're doing, we're going to be neighbors with this thing too, so we're not going to set it up. We're going to live, our plan would be to live there as well too.
Okay. Under A1, if I wanted to build a home across the creek, could I do that as it is on that small section there?
Well, I'm not going to look at crossing the creek except the work he's going to do in the floodplain. He'll help you with the DNR as far as that type and size of river, but as far as getting a permit on that parcel over there, yeah, as long as he gets his septic permit, then he could build a single family home in A1.
The reason I asked him is one of the objections that we had was for that creek, of building anything through it, of flooding.
But it's all, that's all we think we might, none of that is any, and of course we would do it how we need, you know, however it needs to be done appropriately. We have a beautiful house right now, so. But our if everything went great, we would love to be here alongside it, because being just a minute from where you work is be very nice for us too. So.
So to answer your question, that's not whether we'd approve him to or not to. He has to meet A, B, C, D, E. He's going to have requirements.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring in. Whatever we did, it's not going to affect that one way or the other.
No, not one. No.
further questions or? Okay. At this time, I would, thank you, sir. At this time, I would open the floor. If there was anybody here to speak, once again, I'll make the same statement Commissioner Williams did. If it's pretty much to reiterate what has been stated in the past, you can raise your hand, or if there's any new findings on this with consideration of moving it from C2 to C1. I would like to put a 3-minute timeline on if we have an excessive amount of people wishing to speak that have signed up to speak. So just show of hands who has showed up to speak on behalf of this.
Okay. Well, he didn't mean
it. No, I mean just in for the case state. In general. Yeah, not on behalf, but either way, I should have restated that. So at this time, I would open the floor to that for anyone in opposition to step up. Okay, and then once again, just as before, state your name and your address, please.
My name is Candace Burr. I live at 7439 U.S. Highway 160 in Walnut Shade. And I haven't spoken before, but I've come. And first of all, I have a question. If you do a bed and breakfast, can you have a little boutique like they sometimes do, or is that a conditional? So, if we stayed in A1, where you can have a bed and breakfast, is that something that could be considered?
Okay.
Because that kind of gives the restaurant effect, and it kind of just makes it still more homey and less of a, maybe, I guess some people may call it an eyesore. The second thing is that if you take agriculture where it is, it seems to me, he'll have to put in a lot of extra money, or this entity, in order to make it usable. There are places in town, in Walnut Shade, that are already commercial. They have an easier ingress and egress. The traffic is already slowing down. They've got a flat area where it's almost all parking, and they have a place where they have animals below. So in my mind, if I was a business person, that's kind of what I would look for, rather than expending more money into something that's going to require a lot of change because of the floodplain. And the third thing, I'm sorry to say, it's probably very personal. I'm a veteran with a medical disability. We moved here, and it was surprising that I have actually gotten better because our house looks over this area, and it causes me to be able to focus on other things in life. And I think that's all. The only other thing was traffic flow. If we do this, there is traffic flow. One, you're going to have people turning in, stopping. You may have even people with campers and boats, right? And you do have that 55 mile per hour up where the sea. The commercial property is in Walnut Shade. It's already, I think, 10 miles slower, making that a more plausible or logical place. If you change the traffic flow where we are, you could get people, because they're so much in a hurry, to start using that 176 to go up and catch the 65. That's a lot of residential, it's a lot of turns, and if you increase the traffic there, I'm concerned about wildlife, children, drivers, people coming out of their driveways, you know, if you have that extra.